here with Nora. We're going to talk to you about some moon books for the eclipse on April 8th.
We have Our Moon by Rebecca Boyle, all about how the moon has shaped evolution and guided the planet and our lives. Good shout out by Ed Yong and other good science writers, and what a beautiful cover.
And if you're into more of the mystical sciences, Lunar New Year, and moon astrology, so you can look into the magical aspects of the moon's changing forms.
Jeanette Walls, Hang the Moon, and this is a novel about an indomitable young woman during Prohibition, about claiming your place and your identity and other things you may want to do after this lunar eclipse. We also have The Half Moon by Mary Beth Keane, which is also sort of about changing your life. It's about small towns, it's about the human heart, it's about buying a bar.
Speaking of change, we have this cool, is it moon colored, do you think?
I would say. I would feel comfortable saying
we have a book about change, and it's a notebook, and you can fill it out, and you can even start on the eclipse, and for 66 days, try to figure out what you're gonna change.
That's a great idea.
We cannot forget that it is Poetry Month. Amanda Lovelace, who is a phenomenal poet, has a poetry book and Make Your Own Magic, which would be perfect to pair with any of our magic books or the journal about change.
And one more from fiction, notable New Zealander Eleanor Catton has The Luminaries, which has a very cool moon-themed title, and is also a track to the Zodiac. So you got the whole thing.
All right, come back. We have more books.